Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid
and Pokemon World Tour.
I'm Jake.
I am Josh.
And today we're doing a collaboration between ourselves.
Yes. We're doing a podcast crossover with our own other podcast because we are so meta.
We are very cool and have a lot of friends. Also, I don't know if this is considered a crossover. And if it is, it's the world's tiniest crossover. It's a little bitty baby crossover.
I think
we are literally in the same seats that we do both podcasts.
We might be the first people that have ever done this, that have ever crossed over with our own podcast.
I think
not counting the people who put an episode of one of their other podcasts in the stream of another.
Right.
Which I've seen happen a couple times.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it this insular. Cinema Swirl, which is Kevin Mann and Sam Chaplin. And then Adam Bibolo, who is in the Attitude Era podcast with Kevin, they did The Wrestler for Cinema Swirl and for that one. So it went in both feeds. The music was different on each, which is what we're doing today. I'm just changing the music. And then, but it wasn't the same two people like it is now.
Right.
I don't know why we're talking about this. The point of this episode is that we're going to be assigning every Power Ranger and some villains their own teams of Pokemon. We try to get six. I'm going to let you guys in a little secret right now. I didn't get six for everybody.
I got six for all the Rangers.
All
10 Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I tried. I really tried. But some
60
people...
60 different Pokemon. No, nobody doubled up.
No, I also don't have any doubles, and I tried not to use legendaries, but I had to three times. It would have been more. Originally, I was going to give everybody a legendary, because I feel like they earned it. But I abandoned that.
Nope, I have... One of my rules was no legendaries except one, which will make a lot of sense when we get there.
Okay. I mean, technically, I have a fourth legendary. We'll talk about it in a minute. So how are we going to do this, Josh? What do we decide on?
Well, I have the Rangers in a list, and your list, we already determined off mic, that is different.
Well, it is different.
In different order.
Yeah.
Obviously, so I don't know. Do we want to just like do a Ranger, talk about the team? We also got some fan submissions, and we'll go through those at the end separately.
Yes.
Each fan submission will have its own thing.
Yeah. We got three fan submissions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that including the one today on
yes.
Twitter?
Okay. Yep.
Did he end up emailing us?
He did.
Good.
Yeah.
Look at us.
All right. We'll just follow your list and I'll jump around.
Okay.
Jump up and get down.
Well, now I don't know if I want to start here. The first Ranger on my list is Jason.
Mine too.
Is that that's good enough
that's
as a, any
that's
place
where you start.
To start?
He's the
I
first...
just don't know if I want to start with the original leader or end the first five with him.
He's Tyrannosaurus starts the call. No, it ends the call.
It ends the call. Do you want to do it in call order?
Let's do it in call order. Okay. That actually makes sense. So first up is
Zach
Mastodon. It's been so long since they've called their dinosaurs out.
I guess I'm just going to read the whole team, and then we will discuss.
You read your team. I'll read my team, and we will discuss.
My team for Zach is Mamoswine, Hitmontop, Zebstrika, Ludicolo, Malamar, and Spinda.
Okay, we got one together. I went with Donphan instead of Mamoswine.
Okay.
Because it looks more like the Mastodon to me.
I can see it. Mastodon has a trunk and Mamoswine does not. Mamoswine has a snout, but
so, yeah. I went with Pyroar because he's also the Lion Thunderzord.
Oh, I want to jump in while we're doing that. I gave a lot of the Thunderzords to the next three.
Right, I should have.
Some of them, I think. Actually, I think only one of them is on the originals, or maybe not. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay,
it's fine.
So my list is Donphan, Pyroar, Meloetta, Hitmontop, Bastiodon, and Lucario. And I only stole two of those. So what was your thought process behind Zach?
Zach, he's a Mastodon, so I gave him Mamoswine to represent that because it's like a woolly mammoth, which is, I guess, not a Mastodon, but enough.
I went with Donphan because it's like a Mastodon, but also a regular dinosaur.
Donphan, to me, is more like an armadillo elephant.
He just looks like an armored elephant, which I guess makes sense. And that's kind of what Mastodon is. Anyway, continue.
Hitmontop, because the hip-hop keto.
Yeah.
Hitmontop's like a capoeira kind of fighting style, spin on his head.
Yeah.
Dance fighting. Zebstrika, because it's black and white. That's really it. I was like, he's Zach would probably have that.
It's a cool Pokemon. It's a cool looking Pokemon.
I do like it. It's like Lightning Bolt. It's half electric. Or it's all electric.
I don't know.
I think it's all electric.
I barely know what it is. I know what it looks like, and I think that's pretty good for me.
Ludicolo, again, because of the dancing. Ludicolo is a little more goofy about it.
Yeah. Ludicolo is the...
like a fun dancing Pokemon, and I tried to keep Zach's team a lot of fun.
He's the mariachi Pokemon, right? He's got the big...
Yeah, he's like a big pineapple duck with a sombrero. Yeah.
I went with Meloetta for the music reasons, because he did sing in the Oysterizer episode.
Didn't mean to play a fool.
That's it. That's the one.
Malamar.
Malakar might be a Power Rangers monster.
Maybe. Because you have to turn your DS upside down to evolve it, and I couldn't fit it in anywhere else. I wanted to use it. Also, okay. It's black and it's part dark.
Right.
And Spinda, again, for the goofy dancing. Like, it learns Teeter Dance, and it's just a fun Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I feel like Zach would have a real fun, kind of laid-back team.
Yeah.
With the exception of Malamar, I think that's what I picked for him.
Yeah, I tried to, like, do a combination of, like, personality and Zords for all of them. So that's kind of where I was going with. I went with Bastiodon because it's also a giant bull dinosaur type thing, and I thought that would work pretty well.
I did not go with Bastiodon because I used him somewhere else.
Okay. And then I went with Lucario because I stole it from Shannon Maynard. or I stole it from Sky. I stole it from one of them. But like, if you think about it, when he stands, he kind of like does that like hip-hop keto like kind of back and forth stance, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And like he's a lot of kicks and stuff. So I thought that that would work out pretty well. All right, next up, are you all set?
I just want to mention, you built your teams as if they were gym leaders, right?
I tried to.
Okay, I built mine more as if they are
the main character.
Pokemon trainers that have successfully traveled
the
region.
That's kind of what mine ended up as. Yeah. Originally, I had lofty goals, because we've only been planning this for like 4 months, right?
So right, I think we did it last week. I finished it yesterday.
I didn't finish it, and I did most of it today. We're bad at planning, but whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, so mine kind of ended up more as like if they were the red or the gold of their universe,
right?
You know, this is the team they would kind of end up with. Pterodactyl.
It's Kimberly.
Kimberly.
All right, I have Aerodactyl, Talonflame, Sylveon, Clefable, Delcatty, and Lopunny.
Good, we got three
oh,
similar.
Wow.
Okay, so I got Sylveon, Aerodactyl, Gardevoir, Aromatisse, Lopunny, and Moltres. I tried not to do legendaries, but Moltres is literally her second Zord.
I went with Talonflame because it's also a Firebird.
Right.
It kind of looks like the Firebird Zord, not like Moltres is literally it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to use legendaries, so I went with Talonflame.
I just figured they're like real good, you know, like they would have legendaries. If anyone in the world was going to have a legendary each, you know, it'd be the Power Rangers.
Right.
But also, like, that's literally what... what her Zord is. Aromatisse, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't remember what it looks like.
Oh, it's like it's the weirdest looking Pokemon. I can't describe, it's supposed to be like a perfume Pokemon, but yeah. It doesn't really look like a perfume bottle.
Because I think...
I guess it kind of does.
Somebody, I think it was Shannon suggested it in hers, not to bury the lead. And then I was like, oh, cool. And I looked it up, and then I was like, yeah, she would have that. And I wrote it down, and I probably forgot about it. Oh, that's a goofy looking guy.
Yeah.
Also... Bulbapedia, you can sort by color, as you told me.
Yeah.
They play a little fast and loose with that.
I think the colors that they sort by are the Pokedex color, because you can search your Pokedex by color, and a lot of them don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, like at all.
Because there's some that I swear they look kind of green, but they're in the gray or the black category.
Abra and that whole line, they're yellow, right?
Yeah, I would call them
yellow. Yeah, they're under brown. Because
Of their chest
piece. They have brown vests on, but that's it. And then, like, there was a couple others where I was like, you don't have any of that color. Like Zoroark is under gray, and I'm like, you're black and red.
Dude, that is a black Pokemon.
I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking in their sorting.
Aerodactyl is an obvious one.
Yeah.
That's your Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Sylveon is just a cute pink Pokemon.
I feel like that would be her main. I feel like that would be... Oh, what do you think Zach's main would be of yours?
This is similar to a question that I was going to ask, but then I forgot that this was a thing I wanted to do. Of the team that you gave them, what do you think their starter was?
I think
a similar thing to what you just asked me.
I think Zach's... We'll go back and we'll do both. Well, because like I'm in the camp that like your starter's your main, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're both agreed on that, so that's how we're going to play it. So this is kind of the same question. I would say he started with a Tyrogue.
Okay.
And then, like, evened it out until it was a Hitmontop.
Oh, man, that is a pain.
It's actually very easy.
To make them even?
Yep.
If you got the IVs the same.
Yep. It's got to be exactly equal. You know how you do it? Put him in the daycare. He'll have zero in both, and it will be even.
I was going to say probably Tyrogue, too. If not Tyrogue, then Swinub, but I think Tyrogue is a better start for Zach.
Yeah, if not Tyrogue, for me, I would say whatever Dawn Fan came from.
Fampi.
What a great name. What a great name, that Fampi.
So for Kimberly, I think she probably started with an Eevee.
Yeah, I think she started with an Eevee, and like through just unbridled love, it became... Right. Sylveon. Yeah. Also, I like Gardevoir.
I like Gardevoir a lot too. I don't think I used it anywhere.
And then Aromatisse, because like it's a girly Pokemon, you know, I think, you know, she's not defined by like how girly she is, but she's of the ones we've seen the girliest Ranger. You know, like she likes shopping. She likes, you know, clothes and stuff like that. So like I wanted to kind of
dressing up, putting makeup on, looking good.
So I kind of wanted to give her something that would reflect that, because like that is an important part of her. Like that's, you know, that's still a part of her character, and I kind of wanted to have all that.
I gave her Delcatty. I think I might have stole that from somebody.
I am not gonna talk about Delcatty.
Okay.
Just yet.
And then Lopunny, because I feel like Kim would have a Lopunny.
That's exactly how I feel. I was looking through them. I was like, oh, she would have that, especially when it turns into a yoga mom.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a soccer mom Mega Lopunny.
Okay. So. After Pterodactyl is Triceratops. There's only been one Triceratops, and that's Billy.
My Billy.
Billy is where I think I hit my stride.
My boy Billy, he has Bastiodon, Rapidash, Mightyena, Alakazam, Porygon, and Magnezone.
Okay, we were pretty close. I have Alakazam, Aggron, Porygon, Magneton, because I didn't know there was another one. I would have given it Magnezone, but I am limited in my knowledge. Mightyena. And Genesect.
Ooh.
Which I don't think is legendary.
It is.
Okay, well then I have five legendaries on accident.
It's an event legendary. It's okay. Not just legendary. It's special legendary.
Well, I mean, I feel like I tried to give Billy like the smart and the technical one. You know,
right.
Like,
well, my first three follow his Zords. The Bastiodon is the closest that I could think of for a Triceratops.
I think Aggron kind of fits that too.
He does. He's also part steel, so that's a good pick. Rapidash is the unicorn.
I was trying to think of that today, and I forgot it, so I didn't put it in. I could not remember
and
who
then
it was.
Mightyena is a hyena, which is the closest thing we have to a wolf Pokemon.
Yeah, I literally Googled wolf Pokemon, and actually I'm adding Rapidash to somebody else right now. Okay, that's close. That's Tabadata. That's what my thumbs decided to spell, but that's fine. What was the last thing you said before? I added Rapidash. I kind of blacked out for a second.
Mightyena is the closest thing
yes.
to a wolf.
Okay, yeah. Because I literally Googled wolf Pokemon, and everyone's like, is there a wolf Pokemon? And it's like, well, there's some foxes. Like, all the Eevees are foxes. I was like, well, some of them are cats, but okay.
Some of them are, like, fox cats.
Some of them are fox cats.
Eevee is, like, a fox cat bunny.
Yeah, and they kind of, like...
It's just an animal. Eevee is an Eevee.
Yeah. Like, but, like, Espeon is totes a cat.
Definitely.
Like, 100% a cat. Yeah, and then Porygon, I think, was a good choice because it's like...
Yeah, I would like to think he gets a Porygon in Season 1 and it gradually evolves.
Yeah, I think that would
like
be his starter.
Season 2 is a Porygon too. I think his starter is Magnemite.
Oh, actually, that's real good.
Because he built it with spare parts in his lab.
I do like that.
I've made a whole backstory of Billy being too poor to get a Pokemon, so he made one in his lab, and that was Magnemite.
I love that. I love that a lot. And then Genesect, because I didn't think it was legendary. And I like, it's like a Kabutops that you mucked with, and then now it's this weird cyber
monster.
Now
it has a cannon on it.
Because, like, you know, there was that camera monster that he didn't make, but, like, was in his lab.
Right.
Some of them I
was in his lab/giant garage warehouse.
Well, in Die Ranger, that is the Bukula, by the way.
The camera monster?
Yeah. The Bukula, like, latches on to a camera monster. Whatever the Bukula is called. It's not the Bukula.
But, like, they use the same Bukula costume?
Yeah.
And then it turns into the camera?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's crazy.
Bukula is a real weird
thing. I don't
thing.
Like it. It's a black hole and I don't like it.
And Alakazam, because it's the smartest
it's
Pokemon.
It's the smartest Pokemon.
It has an IQ of, like, what, like 5,000?
5,000. I would say 5,000.
So it's right up there with Billy.
Right. I don't know if it could invent teleportation or a car that could travel 3,000 miles an hour, but...
In the air.
Because
it's the only way to fly.
It can also fly, by the way. Next up, Sabretooth Tiger, Trini.
Okay, I had a hard time with this one.
I did too.
I picked four Sabretooth Tiger. Liepard.
Okay.
And we'll find out why when we get to the end. I used Gardevoir for Trini.
Okay.
A Claydol, Weevil, Frostlass, and Mindshow.
Okay, I got Mindshow. Mindshow, Jolteon, Caesar, because you trained in Mantis style.
Oh, right.
Luxray, because I thought it would fit. It was like a kind of like a leopard, but a canine right. sort of thing.
Luxray is weird. We'll talk about Luxray. Or I'll talk about Luxray more later.
Okay. Zangoose.
Because you had to put it somewhere.
Because I had to put it somewhere. The only other place I could put it was Zach, because he hates snakes.
All right, that would have been good.
But he doesn't seem like he would have a Zangoose. So there were better options. So I gave it to Trini. And then I gave her Raikou, because that's like a saber-toothed tiger.
Pretty much, yeah. What did I pick? That was weird. Oh, Claydol is Mr. Tickle's.
Mr. Tickle's Caesar. I like that. I don't know what a Claydol is, but I imagine it's a doll-esque thing.
Made out of clay. Weevil, because like it just looks like it would hit real hard. Like it's real focused.
What is a Weevil?
The evolution of Sneasel.
That's a little like Grim Reaper guy, he's got claws. No, I think it's something different.
I don't know what you're thinking of with Grim
Reaper. He's like dark. He's like a dark.
You know what Sneasel looks like, right? That's a Gen 2 Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's that, but it has like a big head, like big headdress kind of thing.
Okay.
It's like a little bit bigger Sneasel.
Right. I'm thinking of Sneasel, but I don't know where I'm getting some of my information in my brain from.
I picked Frostlass because it's got like, it's kind of. It's weird. I don't know. I picked Frostlass because what am I trying to even say right now?
I don't know. Why'd you pick Frostlass?
It's a ghost ice type. It evolves from Snorunt if it's a female. I'm trying to give myself, what was my train? I picked Frostlass early on. So give me a second.
You picked it months ago.
I think because it looks like it's wearing a kimono, so there's a lot of like heritage there.
Okay.
Even though Trini, the character, is Chinese, and Tui Trang is Korean, I think?
Vietnamese. Yeah.
So neither of those are Japanese, but...
No.
Whatever.
I went with Mindshow for a similar reason. You also went with it.
And Mindshow, I think, would be a very similar fighting style. Yeah. And then Weevil would just be the no-nonsense, time-to-kick-your-butt Pokemon.
That's kind of what my Zangoose is. So who do you think she started with?
I think she started with that first form of Mindshow.
Mindfu?
Mindfu, that's it.
The only reason I know that is because I put Mind Fu down before I knew it evolved. Yeah, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I think it makes the most sense. All right, finally.
Twilosaurus!
It's Jason.
Your boy Red Pants has Tyrantrum, Arcanine, Machamp, Throw, Braviary, and Bisharp.
Okay, I think that's our closest one. I got Tyrantrum, Throw, Hitmonchan, Arcanine, Blaziken, and Bisharp.
What was the ones that were different? I had Braviary.
I don't have Braviary.
You had Blaziken.
And then I have Hitmonchan.
And then I have Machamp instead of Hitmonchan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's pretty similar. Tyrantrum, I originally had Charizard there, but then I kind of switched it out. You'll see what happened to Charizard later in a minute.
I think it might be a very similar thing.
Because I was looking at Tyrantrum, and I was like, oh, that's a Tyrannosaurus. But then I was like, oh, it's a dragon, so like maybe I should flip them, but then I was like, no, it's definitely just a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a last minute play. And then Throw, I think, because of...
It's a red karate guy.
Yeah, it's a red karate guy. Hitmonchan, because Jason's punches were always his main feature.
I picked Machamp for a similar reason, because it punches real fast and real good. But also, I feel like it's really strong, and Jason did, I don't know if you remember this, 1,025 bench presses.
he did 3,025 over the course of the day.
Right. In one day. Like,
in one day.
That might not be the same set, but that is a lot.
That's too many.
You can't even...
Do you know how much time that would take?
That would take so much time.
So long. Then Arcanine is the fake legendary, because it's the legendary
It's the legendary Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I didn't count it as a legendary
Pokemon.
I didn't either.
But I gave it to... Because it's like, I don't know, this big loyal dog guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that fit. And then Bisharp... I did not give originally, but everybody gave Jason Bisharp.
Here's why. He looks like a Power Ranger and he's red.
Yeah. And I looked at him and I was like, oh, this is Jason's. So it made perfect sense. Who do you think he started with?
I think, oh, I gave him Braviary because it's like a big, it's a big red bird.
Okay.
And I like the idea of him having a big, like, honorable bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a noble... And I really like Braviary and I wanted to use him.
Okay. Somewhere. All right. That's fair.
I think he started with Growlithe.
I think so too. If not, I say he would start with Tyrant.
Yeah.
But I like Growlithe as a starter for him. All right. So next we're doing Tommy.
Okay.
Now, originally, I had lofty goals of having a green Tommy and a white Tommy.
Oh, I had the same, and that is very different
and
now.
And they have been smooshed together, so hit me with yours.
Okay, I have one that changes depending on what color he is.
Okay.
Okay, so I gave him Staraptor, Tyranitar, Hitmonlee, Absol, Chestnut, and if he's the Green Ranger, Aegislash. And if he's the White Ranger, Raikou.
Okay.
That's the only legendary that I used.
Okay, that's fair. I went similar. Aegislash is the top one, right? Is the final form?
Yeah.
So mine are Dragonite, Arcanine. I guess I did double up once. Arcanine, Absol, Aegislash, Hitmonlee, and Lugia. Because Lugia is Falcon Sword. It looks like Falcon Sword.
I gave him Staraptor for the Falcon Sword.
Yeah, that would fit too.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Dragonite, I gave him because Dragon Sword, you know.
I gave him Tyranitar. Because it looks like the Dragon Zord.
Does it?
Yeah. It's like a very similar stance and build to the Dragon Zord.
What color is it?
It's like a light green, like a yellowish kind of green.
Give me a number range of where I might find it.
He's Gen 2. I don't...
Okay.
He's at like the end of Gen 2.
Oh, all right. Yep. Found him. Oh, yeah, dude.
Because I originally had a shiny Dragonite, which is like an olive green color.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, Tyranitar is just the Dragon Zord.
Yeah.
So I switched that.
That is definitely, yeah, that I might switch out my Dragonite for that, because it looks a lot better.
I gave him Hitmonlee for those sweet kicks.
For all the kicks. I originally had Jason with both, and I was like, no.
No, Tommy's got that kicking Tommy Pokemon on lock.
That's his jam. Aegislash, I had Doublade, because I thought that was a final form. I forgot about Aegislash, because I didn't raise one when I played X. Because it's Doublade is two blades. It's
right.
And so is Aegislash, right?
Aegislash is a blade and a shield.
Okay, so that works. Because it's Dragon Dagger and Saba.
Well, I gave it to him when he was green, more to represent the Sword of Darkness, because it's like a ghost-type sword.
Okay, that makes sense.
The Dragon Dagger. And then for White Ranger, I gave him Raikou for the White Tiger. And also, right. I feel like Tommy of all of the regular Power Rangers is going to have a legendary.
Yeah, he's the one I was like, you definitely have a legendary. And I went with Lugia, because like he's the win button.
Right.
So he needed a win button. I went with the other two.
Also, his Raikou is basically just an incarnate form of Saba.
Yeah.
Its name would be Saba.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure name it Saba.
And Chestnut, just because it's like a knight.
Yeah.
And it seems like it would be a white light kind of Pokemon. And Absol, because it's white, but also because like it's an involuntary bearer of bad news.
Yeah, it's like the...
It's evil, like, but like it's not. It's trying to warn you, but there's like that back and forth.
It's like a balance, and that's kind of what Tommy is. So that is also why I picked him. And then I picked Arcanine just because like he's not a canine at all. He's a giant tiger, and so I was like, oh, he's white tiger.
Yeah, that face is a tiger.
That fit.
He's like a... I don't know. I think he also has a dog face.
It's dog.
I mean, it's a dog.
Yeah.
Half of its name is canine.
Yeah.
But it's definitely also a tiger.
Yeah. So I like Arcanine. Arcanine's a pretty cool
He's
guy.
He's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They nailed it with that one. All right. So next up, who do you have in your... because now we're on to the ninja range, the replacement.
Yes. Starting with the replacement rangers, I have Adam first.
Okay. So do I.
Adam has Greninja, Luxray, Excelgor, Lucario, Umbreon, and Medicham.
Okay. I got three people for Adam.
Okay.
I could not put Adam together. I got Greninja, obviously.
Right.
That's the most obvious there's ever been. I got Umbreon. I got Machamp, because he's a champ, and Adam is also the champ. And Umbreon, I gave him because, like, I feel like it fit.
Yeah, I feel like the personality is very similar.
Yeah, it's like a quiet Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I figured that would work. And then Greninja, because it's a ninja frog. Durr, guys.
Come on. I gave him Luxray to represent the lion, because Luxray is kind of a lion.
It is.
And I used Pyroar somewhere else.
Okay. I should have put Pyroar on this team, if I was thinking. But I was under a lot of pressure, and I couldn't perform.
And then Excelgor, it's a bug, but it's definitely just a ninja, and then that ties back into him being introduced as a ninja on that ninja team. And Medicham, because it seems like it's part psychic, part fighting. So it's very, like, calm.
Collected, yeah.
Fights with, like, meditating and, like, mind powers. Right. And then Lucario, because a lot of the lore, I guess, around Lucario and its fighting style is, like, harnessing its emotions into aura attacks.
Right.
So I feel like that fit Adam pretty well,
That does fit Adam pretty well. Who do you think he started with? I think it was Froakie.
I think he started with Froakie.
Yeah, absolutely, Froakie.
Yeah.
So, moving on. Who do you have next?
I have Rocky next.
Okay, I had Aisha next, but we'll do Rocky.
Okay.
My Rocky is a little more filled out.
Rocky.
I think I nailed Rocky.
I gave Rocky every dumb ape in the game.
Okay.
He has Infernape, Ambipom, Darmanitan, Hitmonchan, Charizard, and Toxicroak.
Okay. Toxicroak sounds like it would be a frog.
It is. I have a pretty good explanation for Toxicroak.
Okay, so here's mine. I got Charizard, Torterra, Infernape, Flareon, Vigoroth, and Darmanitan.
Okay.
So why do you have a frog on it?
Toxicroak. Look up Toxicroak.
Okay. I think I know what he looks like. I'm just going to do
that. That is the swarmiest, slimiest looking Pokemon that there is. Also, he's got like poison fingers that like if he pokes you with... If he reaches out and touches you, then you get poisoned because he's a gross guy. So that's why I gave him Toxicroak. Infernape, Ambipom, and Darmanitan, because Rocky is kind of a dumb monkey.
He is.
Charizard's the red dragon, and
yep.
I think Hitmonchan, just as a fighting type, matches his style.
I think so. I gave him Charizard because of the red dragon. I gave him Torterra because of Tor, because he had the closest relationship with Tor.
Okay.
Because Jason was in Tor one time and then had to go to Sweden. Switzerland. But like Rocky was the one who was always in Tor, always using Tor with the Red Dragon combo. So I thought that worked out.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Infernape for his red ape.
Mm-hmm.
Then Vigoroth and Darmanitan just to kind of like round out the ape motif.
Yeah, Infernape is supposed to represent the Zord. Yeah. And then like Darmanitan and Ambipom are just stupid monkeys.
Yeah. And I gave him Flareon because I just feel like Adam has Umbreon, he would have Flareon. I feel like they were kind of mixed. Plus, Flareon is the worst of the Eeveelutions.
He is.
So, Rocky's one of the worst of the Rangers. So, I thought it was apropos. But I was super proud of Torterra. When I thought of Torterra, I was like, oh, nailed it, Jake.
That's a good one. Crashed I did not it. Think of that.
All right. Who do you think he started with?
I think Rocky started with Chimchar.
Okay, I would say I could see him with a Charmander, trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Also, quick aside, in Kari Fries.
Is it Kari? I've always said Kari.
I'm gonna say Kari because it's spelled the same way it is in Digimon, and she's probably not listening to this. But if you are, I love that book. I love that book so much.
That's such a good book. I have one problem with it. It's a little nitpicky. I wish you wrote descriptions for the fossil Pokemon. That's it. The rest of that book is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So my quick aside that has devolved into a long aside, Charmander is the cutest Pokemon in the whole book. She nailed Charmander.
Yeah.
She made me want a Charmander, and that's never happened before. Anyway, see, I could see him with a Chimchar.
He also joins the team as the Red Dragon Zord Power Ranger.
Yeah. And he
so
uses
that
worked.
I'm still going to say he started with Chimchar.
Okay. We're just going to
because I like him palling around with a monkey.
Yeah. No, I kind of like that better. Him and his little monkey buddy. That'd be cute. All right, finally.
Not finally, there's two more.
Finally of the of the three first replacement Rangers. Aisha. Your girl, Ish.
Ish has Ursaring, Pyroar, Chitaut, Mawile, Ampharos, and Sunflora.
Okay, you gave it Sunflora because you hate Sunflora.
Because I hate Sunflora. Sunflora is the worst Pokemon, and Aisha is the worst Power Ranger.
I gave her Ursaring, Magikarp, and Rapidash. I gave her Rapidash.
Just now.
But I was going to before, and I forgot to. Because Billy is the Triceratops unicorn, but it's not actually a unicorn. It's a Pegasus. Whereas in Die Ranger, it's a Pegasus. The yellow is the saber-toothed tiger griffin.
Yeah, I wanted to give her a griffin.
It's not a griffin. It's actually the Chinese version of a unicorn.
Okay, I couldn't find a good griffin Pokemon.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't think there is one, so I just left the griffin out.
So I gave her Tapidad as my as I spelled in a hurry. I gave her Ursa Ring because it's a bear.
Right, yeah.
I gave her Magikarp because it's the suckiest Pokemon.
I gave her
Pyroar. You don't like Sunflora the most, but Magikarp is objectively the
right.
worst.
I hate Sunflora the I shouldn't say I hate Sunflora. I don't like Sunflora the most out of all the Pokemon, and I don't like Aisha the most out of all the Power Rangers I've come across so far. I gave her Pyroar for two reasons.
Okay.
It's a lion, and that she thinks she can take care of that. Also, sure. It's part fire, and she's Fire Marshal.
I was trying to think of a fire Pokemon.
So I just combined those into one.
Okay.
Chitaat for the singing.
Okay.
For the flying high and angel grow high. Or whatever that song was.
Okay, I thought that was the song. I was like, I'm amazed you remember that because I don't.
That might be the actual song. Mawile is a good one. I'll come back to that. Ampharos, because it's yellow,
it's yellow.
And I needed the number six.
Ampharos is a pretty good Pokemon.
Mawile is based off of the Japanese, I'm going to butcher this and I'm so sorry, Futakuchi Ona.
Okay.
Which is a monster that's a woman with a mouth in the back of its head.
Okay.
And as it continues on, the mouth, I guess, is born from a bunch of different reasons. One of them is just the right. woman is not eating enough. So the mouth is like, hey, I need to eat. And so the hair takes a mind of its own, starts feeding the mouth.
Okay.
So Mawile is to represent her crazy, crazy hair.
I like that. I like that
also,
a lot.
Also, it's yellow. So it worked out really
it
well.
It does. It does work out pretty well. You have not read the comic Wayward, because you don't read the comics.
That's correct.
But if you guys haven't read Wayward and you do like comics, you should check out Wayward. It's great. And I'm waiting for that monster to show up in it because it's a lot of Japanese mythology in the modern day. And there's a lot more going on. It's crazy. It's so good. Wi-Fi to Ross Butler for cluing me in on Wayward. Anyway, that's I only have the three. I'll probably cede to you, but I would replace Sunflora with Magikarp. Well, Magikarp that is physically incapable of evolving.
Right.
Or I would give her, which one is time, Palkia? No, Palkia is space. Dialga is time, right?
Yeah.
I'll give her that because you mess up the time stream. It doesn't care.
Whatever. It'll sort itself out.
All right, next. Finally, my girl, Cat.
Cat. I gave Cat the only Mega that I gave anybody. Mega Kangaskhan.
Okay.
Persian, Blissey, Florges, Vivillon, and Miltank. I did not write down which form of Vivillon, but it's the one with the most pink in its wings.
Okay, sure. I did it real quick.
Okay.
Let me see if you can puzzle out my thought process.
Okay.
Espeon, Persian, Meowstic, Skitty, Lipard, and Delcatty. Have you cracked the code?
You gave her all the cats.
I gave her all the cats. Because I was under a lot of pressure. And I'm gonna go through. Like, Espeon is there. Espeon is like...
Espeon's a good one.
Yeah.
I will give up Florges for Espeon because I don't know what the heck Florges is doing on this list. I know there's a pink version of it, but I don't know why I wrote it on
Florges
here.
Florges is the last Flabébé, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Mama Bébé.
Flabébé. Yeah, Espeon because I... who did Ish start with?
Oh, Ish started with...
Magikarp.
Chitaat?
Yeah, because she would not start with a Teddy Ursa. I feel like she would catch an Ursa ring in the wild.
She would be given one.
So, hey, I got this extra Ursa ring.
Right.
There you go. You need some help. So, Cat, yeah, I gave all the cats, because, like I said, I
only gave her Persian, because it's just a white cat. It's the most PC cat that there is in Pokemon.
Yeah, PC being park cat.
Yes.
Not politically correct.
Remember, because... Ish is the best at naming pets.
Oh, God.
And by best, I mean the worst. All of her Pokemon would have dumb initial nicknames.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, this is my
Pyroar
Ursa Ring.
Pyroar would be FL for Fire Lion.
This is my Ursa Ring, Bear.
BB for Big Bear.
Big Bear. just a collection of letters, alphabet soup, which I understand is a thing in Power Rangers in RPM. I'm excited to get there. I need to go through. Okay, so here's the thing. Cat's my favorite Power Ranger. So I knew from the start that I was going to be disappointed with myself no matter what I did.
Okay.
Right? So I was like, oh, the cats. Cats for everybody. Who do you think of yours she would start with?
Well, I want to explain some of them.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that. We started talking about Ish. I got all confused.
I gave her Mega Kangaskhan because Cat is a mom.
Cat is a mom, for sure.
That's the most mom Pokemon. It's literally a mother.
Yes. Yeah.
I gave her Blissey because it's a real good support Pokemon, and which I think fits Kat's role as a Power Ranger as providing a lot of support for the team.
Yeah.
Vivillon because it's pretty and pink. And Miltank for the same reason. It's pink. It's a very good support Pokemon.
But also, it can crush you.
But it will wreck your day.
If you let it get three rollouts, you dead.
I'm swapping Florges out for Espeon. Because I think Espeon fits Kat very well, and I just must have overlooked it in a fit of, I've been looking at this for an hour, so whatever, here's Florges.
I spent my entire day trying to get this together, and I came up, I ended with all cats on.
Out of mind, she started with Meowth.
I think, for me, I think she would start with also an Eevee, and then it evolved into an Espeon. Because she is the replacement Kimberly.
Yeah.
More than anyone else is a replacement, she literally is like a Kimberly's like, here's my stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like Persian, on my team anyway, would be her signature Pokemon.
Okay.
So I feel like she started with Meowth.
Yeah, I also mine. Have a Persian. I don't know. It is PC. It is part cat.
Yeah.
It's
definitely, like, Espeon's definitely a cat, but Persian is just a cat.
Just a cat, yeah. I'd probably give her Braviary now that I'm thinking about it.
That would be a good one. I gave Braviary to Jason because Jason's also just like a brave, fearless leader, and Braviary kind of fits that role.
Yeah.
But it would also fit Kat.
It would also.
She's the bravest human being, I think,
it's
on
the
Earth.
Best.
They
it's
lucked
the...
out when Kat moved to Angel Grove.
Oh, God. I cannot wait for that episode in Zio. You guys, it's going to be me screaming in a high-pitched voice for like 25 minutes. All right. So that's it for the Rangers.
Yep.
I have a super secret one that I've been keeping...
Okay, I did not do any other good guys. I have no Zordon, no Alpha, no nothing.
Okay, I don't either.
Okay.
Here's my super secret one. Well, it's sort of a good guy. It's Bulk and Skull.
Oh, I did not do them either.
And they would only do double battles.
Obviously.
And here are their Pokemon. And it goes Bulk, Skull.
Okay.
For each set. There's three sets. So there's Exploud and Scrafty.
Yep.
There's Snorlax and Gyarados.
Oh, this is good.
And there's Abomasnow and Gorgeist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and... I spent the most amount of time looking at numbers for those ones because those Pokemon, like Snorlax and Gyarados, have the same stat numbers. They are equal. And then the other two are like off by one or two in either direction.
Right.
They're like, I wanted them to be as close together as possible. And then I also was like, here are the big Pokemon and here are like the punk, skinny, you know... different Pokemon.
Right.
So I think it was...
Gorgeist is a weird pick.
I picked it because it in the world of Pokemon, being Halloween is punk rock.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of went with that. Also, it was like the closest to Abomasnow in terms of numbers.
Okay.
So I went with that because Abomasnow just like...
I like that. That's good. That's a real good...
It's a
real good thing you did there.
And that makes up for only having three for Aisha. and then Exploud and Scrafty, I think, are the ones they started with. And those would be their signatures.
I think so, yeah.
Or whatever the baby forms of
maybe
those.
Early season one Bulk, if that was the way he stayed, would have started with Munchlax.
Yeah.
But they got away from the... He's fat and eats all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
kinda,
I think Exploud...
They kind of moved past that.
Whismur is a good starter for Bulk, I think.
Yeah. And then also, like, Scrafty... It can't be the first form. It has to have
what
forms.
What the heck is the first
form? Scribbles.
No.
Nope. Dwarp.
I'm running out of room in my brain for all these damn Pokemon names. I don't know what it is.
I'm looking at colors now. I feel like it would be in brown, but maybe it's
why don't
in
you
yellow?
Just... Are you on Bulbapedia? Why don't you just search?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They should be in yellow if it's by color.
It should be, but I...
But they're probably in red because they have like a little red in their mohawk.
Yeah, one of their super, super supplementary colors. They're like, that's the main color. Evolves from Scraggy.
Scraggy.
Scraggy. And he's got like a mohawk. Like, he's a punk dude.
He's literally a punk. He's based off like a New York punk.
Yeah. I like it.
He's got a hood. It's made out of flesh. It's a little weird and gross.
His pants are
all
saggy.
He's got a hood. His pants are saggy. He's got a mohawk.
Yeah.
Surprised he didn't slap an earring on him.
Right.
Some tattoos.
See, I think they would have started with those two. If we were doing like only first-gen Pokemon, I can totally see them starting with Munchlax and season one, but like if the world was consistent, it'd be like a Munchlax and a Magikarp, and then like... When they get better, when they're good guys, finally, they evolve.
Yeah, man. skull whipping out of Gyarados.
How great would him be in, like, I need to protect these people, Magikarp, like, we have to do that, or, like, you know, like, we are detectives, we are policemen now, and Magikarp just evolves into Gyarados.
I was like, you're right, this is the only way
I can help you do that.
It'd be the greatest thing ever. All right, so you got some bad guys. I got two bad guys.
There's no rules for it. I do not have six-person teams.
I don't either.
I have five bad guys. Let me write one in that I didn't write down that I thought of after.
Okay, I have two bad guys and one person that's got two things. I have three bad guys.
All right, so I started with Rita.
Okay.
And I gave Rita Miss Magius and Jinx. Miss Magius? I say Miss Magus, but I know that's not right. Magus is a character, is like a dark wizard in Chrono Trigger.
Yeah,
so Miss Magus is funny to me.
Yeah, Magus is the Magus from Gargoyles.
So it might be pronounced Magus. It's M-A-G-U-S.
It's I-U-S, isn't it?
On Miss Magius, but Magus on Chrono Trigger is M-A-G-U-S.
Oh, I've always said
Magus.
I said Magus because that's what they say in Gargoyles.
It's just text. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I have the same list plus one. I have Jinx, Miss Magius, and Gengar.
Okay.
I feel like Gengar is just like a good Rita Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think that'll work real well. Who do you got?
I did Rito next. He only has one Pokemon.
I have two Pokemon for Rito.
It's Marowak.
Okay. Mine is Marowak, and I also gave him Hunchcrow.
Okay.
Because of the Tanga. Because of the Tangas.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. Marowak, because it's just Rito, but a Pokemon.
Pretty much.
He fights with a bone.
Yeah.
Rito's sword is just bones. His bones. He's got a skull on his head. We'll come back to this next one. So my next one that I'll talk about is Scorpina.
Okay. I didn't do Scorpina.
I gave her Gliscor and Drapion because they're the Scorpion Pokemon.
Okay, I was going to look, but I ran out of time. I had a lot to do today, so I couldn't really.
I get it.
You got a Goldar, too?
I did not do Goldar.
I did not do Goldar. I was going to fold Goldar into Rita's. Originally, I was going to have Rita's Pokemon be her henchmen.
Right.
And that just fell apart immediately. Zed also got nothing from me.
No,
I feel like he would have, what's the grossest Pokemon? He would have Mr. Mime and
Garbodor
and Giratina. That's a scary looking dude.
Giratina's a good fit for Zed.
It's legendary, but
it's like, it's a dark ghost.
Yeah. Or he would have Rayquaza because of Serpentera. Like,
that could work too. That could work.
I didn't think of these before. These just came out of my brain.
Now we gave Lord Zed a team. It was
there, boom.
Rayquaza
and Giratina and Mr. Mime because he's creepy.
Mr. Mime. I also did Finster.
Okay.
Who I gave Smeargle and Muk.
Okay, Smeargle is the painty Pokemon.
Yep.
And Muk is Muk.
Is the closest thing to a lump of clay that I could find.
He also could have had Clay Doll, I think, because it kind of.
Yeah, I just didn't want to double up. I did think of that, but I didn't want to double up.
Or he could have Darmanian? Darmarian?
Yeah, Darmanitan.
Yeah, Darmanitan. But he puts the clay version in the oven and then it's the other version. I did not do Finster. I only got one more on here.
All right, who else do you have?
I got Ivanooze.
Okay, I did not do Ivanooze.
Okay, so for Ivanooze, I got Muk, Weezing, Ditto, and Garbodor.
It's a good list.
Because those are like the slimy, gross, garbage Pokemon.
Make them eat the muck! My last one is Master Vile.
Okay, I didn't do that either.
I gave him Garchomp, Ekans, and Seviper.
Okay.
Garchomp, because it has the same stupid hammerhead
that
Master Vile has. And then Ekans and Seviper, because of the two snakes theme around Master Vile. Like, when he teleports, I think two snakes coil.
They, like, wrap around him. That's good. I like that. All right, so that's it. That's everybody.
That's all I had, yeah.
Maybe in, like, 2 years when we're, like, three seasons ahead, we'll do it again?
Maybe when we have new Rangers.
Maybe when we got new Rangers. Like, we're two seasons away from one new Ranger, and then immediately halfway through that season, all new Rangers. So, like, maybe we'll do it again in a couple years, and we'll try to figure it out again. I think that would be very fun.
Yeah.
So, now we're going to jump into our listener-submitted lists.
We got time.
So, first one is from Shannon Manor. This is part of a bigger email. So I'm just going to do the part about Pokemon, and then I'm going to take that part out when we do the email in the email episode next week. This is just in the middle of the email. That's why it starts with, also, I may have spent most of my workday thinking about Power Rangers and Pokemon, thanks to you guys. You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
To which, here's a list for you, which I will say, I tried to go based on their colors, weapons, personalities, and the like. Not at all well-balanced teams. Everyone got at least one fossil Pokemon outside of Tommy, because dragons aren't dinosaurs, and one Eeveelution.
I like that. I did not even think of weapons one time when I was doing this. That's a lie.
That's the only one.
Yeah. And I did not think of the dragon dagger. I thought of the Sword of Darkness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on in my head, I guess.
And one evolution. Hopefully this can help you guys get ideas for your own answers. Also, I tried to avoid legendaries except for Tommy because he's the win button, so he needs a win button. Absolutely.
I followed a very similar pattern.
So Jason is Tyrantrum, Bisharp, Machoke, Caesar, Embor, and Flareon. That's a good list.
Yeah.
I think she also did only the original six, too. That's kind of what everybody did. I think, well, Dowd's is a different kind of list altogether. We'll talk about that in a minute. Tommy has Tyranitar, Rayquaza, Haxorus, Honedge, Nidoking, and Leafeon.
Okay. So she did green Tommy.
She did green Tommy.
Okay.
Which I like. I like Nidoking, especially because Kimberly has Nidoqueen.
Thought about giving both of them love disc.
Yeah.
But
too cutesy.
It didn't work in that way.
I like them both having the Nidos.
Yeah, that's good.
Kimberly, I really like this Kimberly list. Togekiss, Aerodactyl, Aromatisse, Metacham, Nidoqueen, and Sylveon.
That's a good team.
Yeah, that's pretty similar to our list. I like Togekiss in there.
Togekiss is such a weird Pokemon.
It's like
egg with wings.
Yeah, but like if you look at the anime, Misty is sort of Kimberly.
Yeah.
They have similar personalities.
Yeah,
I think
Misty gets Togepi.
So like,
she never gets off to Togekiss because Togekiss existed after all that.
Right. So, but I think that works out real well.
Yeah, I like that.
Zach has Gengar, Hitmontop, Bastiodon, Noivern.
It's like Noise and Wyvern.
Okay, I'm thinking Noir as in French for black. Noivern, Lucario, and Umbreon. Solid list. I like
Noivern's real good. Its ears look like speakers.
Yeah.
I wish I had thought of Noivern. I definitely would have given it to Zach.
I looked at the list and I was like, that's probably a cool Pokemon. I know a lot of people were talking about it when X came out, X and Y came out, but I wasn't familiar enough with it to put it on the list. But if it's got speakers for ears, I actually think that's a pretty good idea. Trini has Hitmonlee, Ampharos, Kabutops, Mawile, Mindfu, and Jolteon. Again, solid list. I like Kabutops. I like her having Kabutops.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. And her having Hitmonlee also makes sense because that one time she kicked a dude into a tree and he died.
Yep. Yeah, if Tommy doesn't have Hitmonlee, then Trini definitely
absolutely.
Does.
Then finally, Billy has Porygon, Magneton, Cranidos, Lapras, Bidoof, and Vaporeon. I really like Bidoof because Bidoof is a mule. It's an HM mule.
I
and of
almost
course,
gave Bidoof to Aisha, but it got trumped by Sunflora.
Right. I like Billy being like having the forethought to be like, I need someone to have all my HMs. I need my mule, so I'm gonna give this Bidoof to it. I like that a lot.
Did she give any explanation or just the list?
Just the list. And I think her list, because of what she said earlier when she's like, you know, personality, color,
right,
weapons, you know, stuff like that. I think everything makes sense. Doesn't really need explanations. You can kind of see where everyone's coming from. And I really like that. I'm also really proud of myself for not overusing psychic Pokemon because they're 100% my favorite. I'm the same way with normal type. I would just give everybody normal types all the way down.
I have a favorite type.
And I have to actively try to not look like a gym leader in the games. And I assume that means in real life, which, why? Look like a gym leader in the games if you can. That would be awesome. And then that's it for the Pokemon stuff. Then it goes back to email stuff, which we will talk about next week. So that's it for Shannon's list. Shannon, thank you so much for the list. That was a great list. I really enjoyed that. Next up is from Sky.
All right.
And Sky's whole email, it's sent to Pokemon World Tour. That one was sent to the Morphin Grid. This one was sent to Pokemon.
Okay.
So, hey, fellas, I thought I'd pitch my ideas for who would travel with what Pokemon. I only went with the first six Rangers as I'm most familiar with them. I tried to match them up based on their personalities and how Zordon described them when they first got their powers. That's awesome. I didn't even think of that.
I didn't either. I thought, because I was like, oh, give Jason Braviary, because one of his things was brave, but it wasn't. He's bold and powerful.
Oh, and he also gave, like, explanations for him beforehand. So, Jason, he strikes me as one of those trainers who's like, my Pokemon and I train together and break bricks and punch people to death. but he still likes dogs, so I put Arcanine in, too. So he's got Arcanine, Bisharp, Absol, Gallade, Throw, and Sock.
Okay.
I don't know if I would give him Sock necessarily, but, I mean,
right,
if you're looking at it like...
go through the list one more time.
Arcanine?
Yeah.
Bisharp. Absol. Gallade.
That's the one that I don't get.
Absol?
Absol.
I think it's because it's like a cool Pokemon. Red. He's like a cool guy.
Yeah, but Jason wears red pants.
Jason doesn't wear red pants. And occasionally ties a sweatshirt, not a sweater, a sweatshirt around his neck like a sweater. Like he's trying to be preppy. And he's also got like red mesh shorts on. It's not a good look, Jason. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, Gallade is Boy Gardevoir, right?
Yep.
Okay. I like that because like a knight
it's
also.
Pretty good, yeah.
Sock and throw because he is a karate guy and he is.
Yeah, I like him having both of them.
It does work.
I don't know if he needs both, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, I think it works. What? We're only one in. Jacob, get your life together. Next up is Zach. I feel like he would have the coolest Pokemon, or at least ones that can dance. So he's got Hitmontop, Exploud, Umbreon, Shiftry, Mamoswine, and Liepard. I like those too.
Again, Shiftry's a little weird.
I don't know what a Shiftry is.
Shiftry is a witch tree.
Okay.
It evolves from Nuzleaf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it dance?
No, it's on weird stilts.
Is it a witch doctor?
No, it's not a witch doctor.
Okay, well, then I'm out of options. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I know what Nuzleaf is, but yeah. I never get past it, so.
It's a dark type.
Okay.
I don't think it fits Zach's personality. It's more of like an underhanded, sneaky
Well, he did
Pokemon.
Try to, he did buy definitely, if it was legit, it would have been stolen.
That's true. You're right.
Things. And he was like, hey, you didn't steal these, right? And I was like, no, I'm a trustworthy hobo.
All right. Here's like, my money for your jacket watch.
Give me those earrings. Thank you.
Oh, it was earrings. That's right.
He had to move a bunch of watches and necklaces out of the way.
All right. No, that comes back around. I like Shiftry.
Yeah. I like Liepard. I think it's a. I think it's sort of a hint to the track ship a little bit, you know? Kind of
yeah.
Makes sense. But also, like, it's a cool-looking Pokemon. I think it looks pretty cool.
I always just picture it with Trini, though.
It is the closest thing to a Sabertooth Tiger.
But not even because of that. I just think Trini would have one. I don't know. I'm weird about stuff.
I gave it to Kat because I'm super, super good at doing this. Kimberly, I feel like Kim would want the cutest Pokemon and not be super worried about their battle capacity. Solid decisions. So she's got Beautifly, Gardevoir, Swanna, Sylveon, Delcatty, and Gothitelle.
Swanna is the crane.
Is a crane. I looked it up after I put my list together.
I should have given Swanna to Kat. Now, did Kat ever even use the crane?
No, I think she only used the Shogun Zords.
Kat doesn't get the crane. Let me load my list back up. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm bumping Clefable out and putting Swanna on Kimberly's team.
It makes sense.
Because Clefable is only there because it's pink.
It's pink. That's a good one. I looked up Swanna and I was like, oh, it's a crane.
I mean, it's a swan, but that's a crane.
But it's totally a crane. Gothitelle, it's like the little Gothic Lolita looking one, right?
Yeah.
I think that would work because it's cute.
Because sometimes Kim is a punk.
Yeah.
It works real well for
bad,
that.
Bad Kim will really like it. So then next up is Trini. I have no doubt in my mind that Trini would have a Pokemon team specifically designed to murder you. She has Scyther, Zangoose, Luxray, Toxicroak, Doublade, and Greninja.
Those are all the killing Pokemon.
All the murder Pokemon. I had Scyther on my list because Mantis style, I think that really worked. I like that a lot. I think I had Luxray because it's an electric sort of cat lion thing. But also an Anubis sort of.
Yeah.
That's what that guy should have named it. He should have named a Luxray Anubis.
Right. What did he name Anubis?
Suicune.
Oh, man.
Nah. You'll understand if you listen to this week's Pokemon World Tour.
Right.
Next up is Billy. I think Billy would also not be terribly worried about battle, but would have a team that would be helpful in the lab, and an unknown to remind him of the mysteries of the universe, and an Aggron, because they're awesome. So he's got unknown, Aggron, Metagross, Ranunculus, Ryunculus. How am I saying this?
I say Reuniclus.
Reuniclus. Okay. I was like, I don't know if I'm saying any of these right. Magnezone and Porygon Z. I think that having a team that's like a lab team.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool. I don't know where Metagross
is kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
He's a big clunky metal thing.
I mean, maybe that's the rat bug.
Maybe.
An Aggron.
Magnezone is kind of the rat bug.
A little bit. And an Aggron because it's a Triceratops. Basically.
Pretty much. I'm still standing by Bastiodon for that, though.
Well, we're just different people. And so is Sky. And I have more votes for him than... Well, no, I guess Bastiodon was on Shannon's team, so it's all tied up. Or was it on Zach's team?
I think it was on Zach's team.
Back to winning. Anyway, Yeah, good team. And then finally, Tommy. Tommy's party is all about big, showy, powerful Pokemon. Also, Hitmonlee, so they can have a spin kick contest. So he's got Tyrantrum, Haxorus, Garchomp, Dragonite, Steelix, and Hitmonlee.
I like picturing him and Hitmonlee just like in the park
kicking
for infinity.
Who can do the most rotations when they jump in the air? Who can kick the most things thrown at them out of the air? I think Haxorus, is that like a shark dragon?
It's like a battle axe dragon.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It's also a pretty good allegory for the Dragonzord.
Yeah.
Is allegory a real word?
Did
I use that properly?
It is a real word. Did you use it properly? I think so.
You guys know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Allegory.
That's definitely
That's
not it.
That's not it.
Analog?
Analog.
I think it's my...
I'm going to stick with allegory. Someone...
Well, allegory, I think, is like a literary reference. I'm not 100% on that.
Someone who is 100% sure can correct me. If they don't, then I'm going to assume I was right, and I'm going to continue to use allegory that way.
Okay.
So that's on you for not correcting me.
So moving off of allegories, before you get it in your head that that's what it is, and I have to hear it for the rest of my life. Yeah, I like Garchomp because it's also a big, like, I feel like Tommy definitely would have a big,
yeah,
a big, giant, clunky beat 'em up team and Hitmonlee, so he could kick forever. Let me know what you guys think. Sky. I like him.
I like it a lot.
A couple things, very different weird ones.
I would like to hear, of the ones that I pointed out that I can't remember now, I would like to hear more about your thought process on those.
Yeah, definitely, like, tweet us or email us again. I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah.
And then finally we got Dowd. He sent some suggestions on Twitter, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to send an email because it'll be a lot easier.
My phone was lighting up at work.
Yeah. I'll repeat my suggestions I gave on Twitter. Also, he did a different tack. He did one Pokemon.
Okay, he went Digimon rules.
Yeah, he went Digimon rules, which I like.
I also really like that.
Yeah, I like that it's like, this is my Megazord, but a Pokemon.
Yeah. Because
you only got the one Megazord at a time, right? Except for like... Now, when they have their several, but
right, yeah.
I like the way he said
it. When you say Megazord, do you mean just Zord?
I mean Zord, and I just keep saying Megazord because they're mega. Like,
no, they're not Mega Man.
They're Mega Man X.
That's different. That's all different. All right, everything you said is different from other stuff you said.
Tommy would probably end up with a Lugia as the closest thing to one of his Zords. That's why I put it on my team. Plus, I'm pretty sure JDF wouldn't sell for anything less than a legendary.
That's probably
that
accurate.
You swept the leg on that one, Dowd. I think for sure. Adam would obviously have the frog ninja Pokemon Greninja because it makes being a frog look good.
Can you imagine little 10-year-old Adam
with a Froakie?
Here's your starter, and they give him Froakie, and he opens it up, and he's like, oh, it's a frog.
It's a frog. And then it's a Greninja.
But that is the best thing.
It's literally the best of the Zord, of the Ninja Zords. Like, it's the best one.
Yeah.
It can spit a little frog bombs.
And breathe fire. You know, like a frog.
Like a frog does. Although he's probably not the kind you want to kiss, considering he's got a tongue long enough to wrap around his neck like a scarf.
His tongue is a scarf. And I love Greninja, but that is so gross.
It freaks me all the way out. For Cat, I think a Skitty / Delcatty would be appropriate. A little bit of fun-loving Skitty and the prim fanciness of a Delcatty who becomes very close to his trainer. I like that.
Yeah.
I think it works for Cat because she was a cat.
Right.
Maybe she was a Skitty in this universe. Rocky would probably go well with a Vigoroth. I stole this. but one that never becomes a slacking. These two energetic monkey boys would definitely get up to some trouble together.
I don't know, there was that episode where Rocky was just real sleepy, wasn't there? Or am I making that up?
You might be making that up. There was the episode where all he wanted to do was have fun.
I remember him, I don't know what this is from, like kind of slunk over on a desk with his face in his hand and like a pencil falls out of his hand.
I remember that too.
I don't know if that was a whole episode or just like a goof.
It might have been a goof. It might be in Zio.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Spoilers, baby, you guys.
Oh, yeah, Rocky gets sleepy.
Yeah.
What a spoiler.
But yeah, I think it would stay a Vigoroth.
Yeah, I definitely like that. I think he calls them monkey boys, too. Billy was hard to come up with, and I was worried I wouldn't find one that I believed fit my favorite ranger of all time, but I think either Golduck or Vaporeon would be a good fit for him. We're looking for inspiration for Billy. I found a cosplay group from Otakon 2015 that went as the Poke Rangers. Here's a link. Now,
I may have seen this.
I got it right here. I think I saw this.
Is one of them a Magikarp?
One's a Magikarp.
Okay, I think I've seen this.
One, I think, is that a Bisharp? That's a Bisharp, right? It's a Magikarp. I think a Rayquaza.
It's Magikarp, Rayquaza, Charizard X, a Garchomp, and I think that's Throw.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's Throw because that's the only one that looks like to me.
Okay. But still, hey guys, you did Poker Rangers. Awesome.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Don't get us started on it. We've literally wasted years of our life trying to figure.
This is the best you're going to get out of that from us.
All right, back to this list, though. Yeah,
so how weird is it that there are Pokemon just named Sock and Throw?
Well, they're spelled funny, like a Pokemon.
Right, but like that's weird.
Yeah, no, I know. There's also like Mr. Mime.
Which can be female.
Which can be female.
You know what? I don't think that is Throw. You keep going. I'm going to try to figure out what Pokemon that
okay,
is.
If I had to pick between those two, Dad, I would say Vaporeon. No, maybe Golduck. That's a good choice. I would go Porygon for his number one. But yeah, good ones. Kimberly would have a Mew because it's a sprightly little pink cat, and we all know how much she loves cats because she fell head over heels for PC.
Yeah. I like Kimberly having Mew.
Yeah.
If I was going to give all of them a legendary, she would get Mew.
I would give Cat Mewtwo and her Mew. And I think I would give
Cat Mewtwo.
I would give
Mewtwo
Cat
Mewtwo would go to a villain, I think.
Well, if anyone's going to tame it, right, it's going to be Cat.
Well, that's true. That is very true.
She used to be evil. It kind of works. For Jason, let's give him a Tyrantrum to fit his overall theme. I think that works real well. Since they're basically the Jesse and James of the show, Bulk and Skull get a talking Meowth. That is perfect. And I'm sure everyone else will make the suggestion. Rito has a Cubone/Marowak. Yep. Rita Zed and Master Vile each get a Malamar. Anyone who's currently watching the show, the new Pokemon show, knows that group of these are sort of the real bad guys of the current generation of the show. They're creepy and evil and fit the three arc villains. I have not seen the new show, and I'm interested in the fact that Malamar are the secret bad guys.
Yeah, that is...
That's
really cool.
I might check that out. As an afterthought, Zach would have a Tyrogue on Hitmontop because it's got funky fresh fighting moves just like him. Absolutely. And just so she doesn't get left out, Trini would probably have a Raikou because it's kind of BA and sort of modeled after a Smilodon Sabertooth Tiger, which is in parentheses a Sabertooth Tiger. Thank you. I did not know what a Smilodon was. And then he ends it with just gotta morph them all?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so. I can't figure out what that other Pokemon is. Not Throw.
It's not Bisharp.
It's not Bisharp. And it's not under the reds.
I don't know.
And I guess there's not an orange. Orange is brown?
And red. They kind of lumped it into two different ones.
I will figure it out, and we will get back to you at some point about that.
That's it for the PokeRangers/Pokemon...
Pokemon Power Rangers. Power Ranger Pokemon teams.
Teams, yeah. That's it for this thing that we did. Thank you to Shannon Dowd and Sky. Thank you guys for your teams. I think it was really awesome. If anybody out there wants to maybe draw any of this.
Yeah, if you want. Oh, man.
No one's going
to
say no.
I really want someone to draw Jason chumming, like a little young Jason chumming it up with a Growlithe, just like rolling around on a floor
or
something.
Like, look, if anyone wants to draw baby versions with the baby Pokemon, we will be indebted to you forever.
Yep.
But that's going to do it for us for today. PWT Podcast on everywhere. Morphin Grid pretty much everywhere else. Guys, come on. You know the deal.
It's in the description.
Yeah. If you listen to one but don't listen to the other, check the other one out.
Yeah.
We're fun. We're fun guys.
We're fun guys, and I think the podcasts are pretty different.
They are very different. I think they work well together.
Yeah. Two great tastes taste great together. Yeah,
the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups of
podcasts.
Until next time, I've been Jake.
I am Josh.
May the power protect you.
Mine are not gym leaders. That's
mine are gym leaders,
that's
but that fell apart quickly.
Well, then that explains why some of them only have three Pokemon.
Yep.